From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The crowd outside the San Jose mine in Chile cheers as Florencio Avalos becomes the first of 33 trapped workers to reach the surface after months underground. The BBC's James Menendez is monitoring the rescue.
Spine-tingling stuff, absolutely amazing at this moment. After 69 days had come, there were so many times when it seemed these miners were never going to be rescued, particularly at the beginning, and it seemed like it was going to take them months to rescue. But as we heard there, Florencio Avalos hugging his son, he'll meet the rest of his family, also hugging President Sebastián Piñera, but he looks in amazing shape. Huge celebrations the moment the capsule came up and that door was open, and a huge roar from behind me where all the families are gathered, those sirens blaring, the first miner to be rescued, the sign that this rescue operation has begun, and most importantly, that it's working so that they can get the other 32 miners who are still down below back up to the surface.
The BBC's James Menendez reporting. The Obama administration is lifting a ban on deep water drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. The moratorium was imposed in response to the Gulf oil spill. And as NPR's Jeff Brady reports, drilling companies have to meet some new safety regulations, including certification from company CEOs.
Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar says that his department is trying to raise the bar, to set a new gold standard in regulation for the offshore oil and gas industry. And he said one of the most important requirements that's being put on companies now is that a CEO must now personally sign off and certify, saying that his company is complying with all of these new requirements for safety and protecting the environment.
NPR's Jeff Brady reporting. The Environmental Protection Agency is expected to approve higher concentrations of ethanol for newer vehicles, raising the maximum blend of the corn-based fuel with gasoline from 10% to 15%. People with knowledge of the announcement say the EPA is expected to say as soon as Wednesday that cars manufactured since 2007 are able to handle the higher ethanol content. A cargo plane carrying 8 people crashed into the Afghan mountains of Kabul. It's unclear if there are any survivors. A NATO spokesman says the aircraft was owned by United Arab Emirates-based Trans-Afric and was under contract by the U.S.-based National Air Cargo. The plane was en route from Bagram Air Base to Kabul. Word that the Federal Reserve will soon take steps to further stimulate the economy sent U.S. stocks into positive territory. The Dow gained 10 points to close at 11,020. The Nasdaq rose 15 points. This is NPR News. Hurricane Paula is now a Category 2 storm with 100-mile-per-hour winds. As NPR's Jason Bobian reports, forecasters are now predicting the storm will make landfall on the western tip of Cuba instead of the Mexican resort of Cancun.
Paula is expected to stay in the Yucatan Channel and skirt alongside Cancun before veering east towards Cuba. The storm dumped heavy rains in Honduras on Monday. Mexican officials had been preparing for a direct hit from Paula. Maritime activity off the eastern coast of the Yucatan has been curtailed and ferry services remain suspended. Forecasters say Paula could strengthen even further and strike Cuba by late Wednesday afternoon. A storm surge in front of the hurricane is expected to push sea levels up by as much as 6 feet above normal. If Paula remains on her current track, forecasters predict she'll move west to east along the spine of Cuba. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Gay rights groups are applauding a judge's order to end the military's ban on openly gay service members. U.S. District Court Judge Virginia Phillips had already overturned the ban. She has now issued an injunction preventing enforcement of the policy anywhere in the world. The Obama administration has 60 days to file an appeal. The Washington, D.C. schools chief, who drew national acclaim for her efforts to turn around the city's public education system, is leaving the job. Michelle Rhee is expected to formally make an announcement on Wednesday that she will retire from the post at the end of the month. Student test scores improved in the District of Columbia under Rhee, but her leadership style drew local criticism after she fired hundreds of teachers and threatened to shut down failing schools. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.
Support for